Welcome to the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast. Today is Saturday, June 19th. Happy 38th birthday to recording artist Macklemore.
Return to the Mac. Get up, what it is, what it does, what it is, what it isn't. Looking for a better way to get up out of bed instead of getting on the internet and checking a new hit.
I'm Chris Swan, and here are your top stories brought to you by Credit Union of Georgia. U.S. Representative Barry Loudermilk has announced an app challenge for students in the 11th District. The Cherokee County Procurement Department has earned reaccreditation. 10 Cherokee County School District graduates have earned $2,500 college scholarships from a local foundation. The Chattahoochee Tech Foundation walkthrough Woodstock raised nearly $20,000. Cherokee County authorities are asking for help finding a 15-year-old girl. And finally, a Waleska man emailed himself multiple child pornography images. Plus, we'll hear from a ball ground man what it's like when Hollywood films inside your house.
What I'm saying, he went through all this entire process, and I got to meet the international stars, the directors, the writers. It was an experience that is hard to even comprehend.
You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. Now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank.
Do you want to develop an app? Well, if anyone wants to develop an app with me, I'm down.
Middle school and high school students in Georgia's 11th Congressional District are invited to participate in the 2021 Congressional App Challenge. The competition is designed for students who aspire to learn computer code and may have an interest in careers in science, technology, engineering, and math. Students can compete individually or in groups of up to four and are tasked with designing an app of their choosing. The winning app will be featured in the U.S. Capitol building as well as on the House of Representatives official website, which has more than 10 million visitors per year. Registration is now open for the challenge, which officially launches on June 24th, and the deadline to register and submit an app for the competition is November 1st. The Cherokee County Procurement Department recently received an additional 3 years of accreditation from the National Institute of Governmental Purchasing, the Institute for Public Procurement. This accreditation is a designation given only to the top procurement departments in the country. The Cherokee County Department is one of only four in Georgia and 53 in the United States to receive this designation. The department was originally accredited in 2017. Ten Cherokee County School District graduates have earned $2,500 college scholarships from a local foundation. In the second year of Cherokee County-based Jason T. Dickerson Family Foundation's annual college scholarships, the scholarships have been expanded from 2 to 10. The class of 2021 recipients are Olivia Barger, Dylan Mahoney, Brayson Parker, and Abigail Taylor of Cherokee High School, Christian Denica of Etowah High School, Stephanie Falanta, Victoria Kershaw, and Legacy Guider of River Ridge High School, Jordan Campbell of Sequoia High School, and Isabel Aguilar of Woodstock High School. The scholarships are open to students planning to continue their education in Georgia and study education, agriculture, veterinary medicine, religion or theology, or a related field. The foundation also considers applicants' community service and their references recommendations. The Chattahoochee Tech Foundation raised nearly $20,000 at its inaugural Walkthrough Woodstock 0.4K race held Saturday in downtown Woodstock. Nearly 100 participants, along with their canine companions, participated in the inaugural fundraising event to benefit Chattahoochee Tech students in need. They walked from the college's Woodstock campus through downtown to Elm Street Lawn, where Georgia-based singer-songwriter Kurt Lee Wheeler provided musical entertainment. Included among the race participants was 76-year-old Woodstock resident Bill Highsmith, who won a prize for being the event's oldest, grooviest walker. He walked the course with his wife, Carolyn.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. 800-659-7540. That's 800-659-7540.
Ever try to fix your website yourself? You make one little change and the next thing you know, your pictures are all tiny, none of your links work, and your search bar is speaking Mandarin.
宫保鸡丁和麻婆豆腐是我们这里的特色菜。
You don't have to do it yourself. Premium Web Design is here to help. Premium Web Design works with you to create a custom website for your specific needs. Ever heard of SEO? That's search engine optimization, and Premium Web Design does that too. You can finally have a website that gets you and your business noticed at the top of the search results. Find Premium Web Design online at premiumwebdesign.com.
The Cherokee Sheriff's Office is asking for help locating a missing teenage girl last reached early Tuesday in Woodstock. 15-year-old Sativa Hardwick is 5 feet 7 inches tall and weighs 130 pounds. Deputies believe she ran away from home and may have headed to the Mableton community in Cobb County. She was carrying a black and green Scooby-Doo backpack. Anyone with information is asked to contact the police. Waleska man is in Cherokee County custody on charges that he emailed himself sexually explicit content involving children. 49-year-old Jonathan Allred of Waleska is charged with 5 counts of sexually exploiting children, a felony. He's accused of emailing himself multiple videos of children under 16 engaged in sexual acts. He was arrested and booked Monday morning into the Cherokee County Jail and was released Wednesday on a $14,000 bond. Now, we're joined on the podcast by managing editor Shannon Ballou to find out what it's like when Hollywood films inside your house.
Hi, this is Shannon Ballou, managing editor of the Cherokee Tribune and the Cherokee Ledger News. Here we have Mr. Billy Hasty, a Canton attorney who's also chair of the Cherokee Hospital Authority and on the board of directors for the Northside Hospital Healthcare System of Atlanta. How are you, Mr. Hasty?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Good, thanks for joining me. So you have had a filming crew at your house in the Ballground area up through late last month, correct?
Well, Jason was here for 3 weeks, yes.
Yeah, and this is for an upcoming ABC series called Promised Land, which is a drama, according to entertainment media reports, about two Latin American families in the California Sonoma Valley. So how did you find out the producers of Promised Land were interested in your house?
Very simple. I received a phone call and was introduced as Walt Disney ABC. And my house is on the motion picture industry files. And Walt Disney was looking for a Spanish Mediterranean type house. And there's about 15 people came out here from Walt Disney and toured the house and outside and selected the house for the film.
And so tell me, how big of a production was this and how long were they there?
They came in and did some preliminary work. They were here for a total of 3 weeks. They were very professional. They literally took over the house. They moved every furniture out of every room, stored it in the garages, and brought in Spanish-type furniture. And they did repainting. They repainted the kitchen. They're repainting the terrace area to be more conducive to the Spanish-type environment they were looking for. And so they moved in all this furniture, so it was like that. They had a huge tent where they fed everybody. You could play football in that tent. It was so big. They had two other big tents where they had over 100 people that were for extras. And so at times, if you can imagine, there were over 150 people here, sometimes close to 200. Everybody was autonomous, but they were all in tandem making this film. It was a large project for them. They were very, very committed, very conscientious, but they just literally turned this house into something you would find in the California vineyards. the back of my house in the film, the way they modified everything is just vineyards as far as you can see. They went to Chateau Alain and took photographs and brought those, put those photographs in the back yard of my house, superimposed everything. So when they were filming, and when you see the film, you'll look out of my back and you'll see vineyards as far as you can see, and Chateau Alain's buildings superimposed there. What I'm saying, he went through all this entire process, and I got to meet the international stars, the directors, the writers, and it was an experience that is hard to even comprehend, that you're watching, and I was able to watch actual filming. I was able to sit in on I was able to sit there and just watch it, and I was actually part of the film, and they started at 6:30, and they finished at 3:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
The next day, they filmed all night long. So what am I saying? It's a new appreciation of all these people who are involved in a film like this. The stars, the extras, they're very patient and professional, and I saw them go through scenes as many as 12 times. They would say cut, and they would say roll again, and they would have to do it over and over and over till they got everything right.
Mm-hmm.
And it was amazing to watch the stars. They put in the same energy, because sometimes they had to raise their voices, they had to do all these different physical acts, and every time they would just be professional. And to watch that and see all the cameras and everything that goes into making the movie was amazing. I don't know, I could go on and on. It was just an unbelievable once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Sure, yeah. Where were you most of the time while this crew of 100, you know, to 200 people was in your house?
They moved us out to Atlanta. We stayed out of town for over a week, more than that, while they were filming. And then when they finished some scenery, I was allowed to. I moved back and I stayed in my back room, my bedroom suite, and that's when I was able to watch so much of it. I was staying here. I was in my bedroom when they were actually filming a lot of it. I can't tell you what it's like to sit and watch all the cameras, the little screens on it, and lighting director would say something, or the makeup, or the sound. All of those things had to come together, and I was able to, you know, just stand there and watch it in my house. It was just something you never dreamed would happen.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-882-2092. 800-882-2092. 800-882-2092. That's 800-882-2092.
Thanks for listening to the Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Please like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.